Having a toddler around is a lot like having a dishwasher without a door on it running around the house.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One of the greatest games ever is hide and seek. It was invented by exhausted parents who said, "Hey kids, go hide. I'll count, then come looking." "Ha ha ha, sure I will, in about a week." But kids hid. Someone counted, and the game caught on. Most summer nights, we played hide and seek with about 400 kids, it seemed. Games went on for hours, with children falling asleep behind trees and shrubs. Ah, those were the days. Our parents had no time to invent Nintendo, so we entertained ourselves. The rules were simple. The one chosen to be it counted to 100 while swarms of kids concealed themselves. Then the player who was it yelled, "I've got free candy," and all the little kids came out. And the others hid or raced you to home base where they were safe. Usually the last player became disinterested and wandered off, and the one found first was it for the next round. The game is still popular. A Japanese group is promoting the game as an Olympic sport. I say, you've had tug of war in the Olympics, and live pigeon shooting, and soccer. Why not? The current Guinness record for a hide-and-seek game involved 1,437 players. I believe I own the record for hiding the longest. I hid in Wentworth Pike's raspberry patch for at least an hour. As twilight turned to dusk, I crawled from the thorny bushes and yelled, "I won!" Sadly, no one was looking for me. They were home eating milk and cookies. I was pulling bristles from my backside. I wasn't the only casualty. One teen hid in a shed next to a wasp nest and was treated to an overnight stay in hospital. Another hid on a roof and fell off. In 2010, the Hide and Seek World Championship became an international competition and grew year after year. The winning team was awarded the Golden Fig Leaf, a brilliant moniker created in deference to Adam and Eve, who hid themselves from God in the Garden of Eden. It was the shortest hide-and-seek game on record. They discovered that no matter how many fig leaves you have, you cannot hide from God. When he was two, my son Stephen loved the game, loved to hide in a corner, his hands over his eyes, convinced that he became invisible by closing them. "I can't see you, you can't see me." We've all played that game. I sure have. But God sees right through our shameful choices and messy thoughts. Hebrews 4:13 says, "No creature is hidden from his sight." Proverbs 15:3 agrees, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good." But there's good news. When you stop running and pretending and hiding and simply choose to accept his love, you'll discover the joy of transparency and begin to see yourself as God sees you, righteous and redeemed. Listen to Psalm 103. "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him." Wait, God sees me? Knows my thoughts, my selfishness, my failures, and still loves me? Yes. He's not playing some cosmic game of hide-and-seek. He has made himself known. Romans 1 says, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. His fingerprints are all over this planet. So come to him. He'll fill you with purpose and hope. Stop hiding and find the mercy and grace of the God who loved you to death." And now, I better go. The grandkids want to play hide and seek. Hey, you hide. I'll count. Stay off the roof.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.